Big up to Smokey J.
Yeah.
I see you.
Yeah.
Doc PLC.
Yeah.
Sweetness. Renegade.
Yeah.
Drill.
Yeah. Bears, brews, and the bros. Bears, brews, and the bros. Bears, brews, and the bros.
Bears,
brews, and the bros.
Yeah,
bears, brews, and the bros. Fun with a shoe with them poles. Keep it real smooth with them hoes. Bringing the truth to your folks. Bears, brews, and the bros. Fun with a shoe with them poles. Keeping it smooth for you hoes. Bringing the truth to your folks. Yeah, get paid. Going against the grain. Push your hard line. Like Renegade. Page and Doc. Time to operate. Nothing sweet when the sweetness debate. Yeah, yeah, you know the drill. Stack more paper. Major players. Led by the fornicator. Smoking Jay. He fucking the game up. Came up. Dropping fire since day one. Yeah, it's boozing the bros. From where they shoot with them poles. Keep it real smooth with them hoes. Bringing the truth to your folks. Bears, boozing the bros. From where they shoot with them poles. Keeping it smooth for you hoes. Bringing the truth to your folks.
Yeah,
bears, brews, and the bros. Bears, brews, and the bros. Bears, brews, and the bros. Bears, brews, and the bros.
Tap in, be sure to subscribe. Smash that like button. Drop a comment. Yeah.
Welcome back to Bears, Brews, and the Bros. It's your boy Smoking Jay up in the house with my brother Drilly. Today we got week four plays and fades. We're going to get into it. Before that, though, we're going to recap some of the ones from last week. Man, at court, this is me and Sweetness on this shit. I'm looking at this. This is looking bogus, bro. This is looking bogus. I ain't even going to stunt. But
we can't be right 100% of the fucking time. Tell me who is. Even the fucking NFL fucking analysts are wrong, bro.
Man, bro. I was way off on Justin Fields, man. You could call it, you know, that hometown, whatever, you know. Like, maybe I was thinking too much of it. But, man, Nagy definitely didn't help that shit out at all. But he only had the O-line, all that shit. So 3.92 fantasy points, man. I screwed y'all over. But if y'all listen to Sweetness, y'all got 25 points out of Cousins, so you were straight there. But the running back, he had McKissick, a.k.a. McBessos and shit. Only 5.8, though. Bad. That was a bad one. All my other ones were just steady at running back, receiver, tight end. It was nothing too I guess Logan Thomas at 12.20 is straight. Brody had a tough time with the plays. He was off on Devontae Smith and Fant. 5 points, 3 points there.
Man, that was bad, though. I was expecting them to have, like, not monster games, but good games. You know
right.
What I'm saying?
Like that Philly one. You think you'd get up for that divisional matchup type
right.
shit. But, on the fades, I was off on Heinicke. He balled out 25.5. I hit it on the head with Singletary. And Brandon Cooks, bro, he keeps doing his thing, man, no matter what, dog. So 20 points there, and I was off on Gesicki, who balled out, man. The brisket was good to go. I was wrong. Brisket did not go bad yet. That motherfucker was finding him.
He's
so
still jiggling.
Yeah, man. Brody did great with his calls, man, with Jameis only 13, Debo 10, Sony Michel 10. And then the only one was Higbee. He had 15 points for that one. But, yeah, bro, here we go. We're coming at it again. Just me and Drilly this time. Salute to everybody out
Let's
there.
Cheers first. This is the Bears, Brews, and the Bros.
It is Bears, Brews, and the Bros. Make sure you get yourself a brew. Make sure if you guys are at work, you know, you make sure you sneak that flask. You know, be a motherfucking stealth with that shit. You did? That's for everybody out there.
And, now we're ready.
Now we are ready. So go ahead, Brody. Kick it off with your play and then your fade at quarterback first.
All right, man. We're going to start it off with Thursday Night Football, I believe. Right, man. Fucking, we got the Bengals versus the motherfucking Jags. I'm taking Joe Burrow as a play this week. The Jags allowing, like, man, so many motherfucking points over there. And honestly, I think this might be a potential type shootout. I know, what's his face? T. Higgins is still a little bit hurt. I think, I don't know if he's practicing.
Man, I saw that they still got him with the out.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, even then, though, they got one of their wide receivers out, but still, You got to remember, you got Jamar Chase, you got Tyler Boyd, Joey Mix, you know, Mix a lot, you know, motherfucking could come in there, and I'm thinking he's going to have a feast. I think Joe Burrow's going to have a real, real, real nice day over there. Yeah, look at that. Look at, now that we're looking at the motherfucking report, yeah, T. Higgins is still fucking sitting up there ruled out like a motherfucker. So, I mean, it's hard, you know what I'm saying? But hey, I think Joe Burrow is definitely a great, great start against Jacksonville. Could be a potential shootout. I know Sunshine over there loves to fucking toss the ball around. And, you know, hopefully the game script, you know, follows a type shootout deal. But I think Joe Burrow should have a pretty decent outing. Now, my fades, yeah, believe it or not, I know Sam Darnold's been putting up those points. But Dallas defense, man, is starting to – I mean, they've been waking up. And their whole – I think they're made a huge improvement from last year to this year. Michael Parsons coming in there.
Hell yeah.
Doing his thing.
You've been calling that shit too.
Right. No, you bullshit. Know what I'm saying? Like, I'm over here defending the, you know, defending the boys, and I'm not even a Cowboys fan like that. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I just think that Dallas defense will be too much. I mean, if Christian McCaffrey was there, I probably wouldn't have this year, right? You know, I know they got fucking DJ Moore, Robbie Anderson, Terrence Marshall over there. Got the new kid. They just got rid of Sam Darnold. What is this? Not Sam Darnold. Dan Arnold. He's out of there, and you got the young one and Tremble over there. So, I mean, they got some weapons, and I think they still could probably go ahead and, you know, pull out a few or whatever. But I just think that Sam Darnold's not going to be hitting those points as this week as he has doing in the previous weeks, man. So, fucking, you know, shout out to Dallas for motherfucking the defense, you know, stepping the fuck up over there, bro. Shit, yeah. Sit your ass down, Sam Darnold. I got him too. Don't feel bad. I got him over there. He's on a bench. You know what I'm saying and shit.
But, yeah, and Darnold's been doing straight this year too. Yeah. So, you know, it's not like we would be surprised and shit if he balled out or he did his thing. But, you know, with these plays and fades, you know, we gotta help you guys with those close calls. You know, it's not always that obvious shit. So that's how we're feeling about those Burrow and Darnold play and then a fade at the quarterback. For me, I got Jameis Winston as my play. They're going to be at home versus the Giants. I'm not too worried about the Giants at all, their defense. You know, I think the Saints, they're going to be able to do their thing, bouncing back after. They just beat the Patriots. They were on the road. That's a big win. Jameis Winston, we see what he can do week one. I know the last 2 weeks has been tough. But that's why we're here, man. Coming back home versus the Giants. I think they're going to be able to move the ball. Jameis is going to be able to find, you know, Callaway. I know it's been hard to trust him, but, you know, he's going to be able to find him, find his tight ends, find Kamara, and just make the right plays, man. So, Jameis coming back at home, I think he's going to be able to do his thing, pull out that dub for you guys in fantasy this week. And my fade, man, is going to be Ryan Tannehill, man. And I got him, too. I have him rostered in one league. And you know, my whole thing with this one is it's just the matchup, you know, playing up against the Jets. I know it's on the road, but, you know, the Jets, they've just been getting stomped, bro. And they're not really no competition, not for a team like the Titans. With Julio Jones looking like he might miss, A.J. Brown, his status is, you know, definitely questionable, definitely up in the air. So, you know, I think they're going to lean on Derek King Henry heavy. You know, we're going to see a lot of Henry, and he's used to that. And they're going to need him to, you know, pull out that dub, run some clock. You know, they don't want to fuck around either because the Jets, they got nothing to lose, bro.
You know what, though? Even then, though, I'm thinking about it, like, that's probably a great fade because if you think about the timing with Ryan Tannehill, he's probably spent a lot of time trying to get in sync with Julio Jones. And, you know what I'm saying, had the chemistry already with Adrian Brown. If both of them are out, I just don't see those other wide receivers on that team
stepping up.
Yeah. And to rely on Derrick Henry the whole time. I mean, I think that, you know, he might be all right, you know, but at the same time too, defense is adjust for that. And we're talking about Salo over here.
Yeah.
A fucking
defense. Yeah, hell of a DC, bro. Or head coach. Right, shit. He proved. Well, that's what he got it, that job off of, you know, being such a good DC. But at the end of the day, man, the talent is there. And, you know, King Henry, we see what he's done. Back-to-back, what, 2K?
Mm-hmm.
2K rushing performances? Like, that's crazy. So, I think it's going to be one of those games for him. Tannehill's not going to have to do too much. So, that's where we're at with the quarterbacks, man. Go ahead and kick off the running backs, buddy.
Yes, sir. Running backs, we're going to go over there. Fuck with the Bills Mafia. I got Zach Moss versus Houston, man. Surprisingly, bro, like, you know, usually the Bears, Brews, and the Bros, we don't fuck with the Bills backfield, man. But he's been putting up some solid points. We're talking about Houston here. And I know that we don't want to shit on Houston because they've been giving people fits, you know what I'm saying, and everything else like that. But their run defense sucks. You know what I'm saying? And shit like that. You know they're able to score on. And not only that, Zach Moss has been taking those goal line touches away from Singletary and everything else like that. So touchdown dependent, getting those hard fucking yards. Just made the trade for him with Brody right here. You know what I'm saying? I had to motherfucking go ahead and do it, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I needed some depth. And Zach Moss is that I think is a guy who could fucking really help out the squad, bro.
Dynasty so, shit.
Yeah, real. Yeah, dynasty. You know what I'm saying? It's obviously not, you know, redraft shit like
But either way, you know what's crazy? He didn't play week one. He, you know, he was a healthy scratch, Zach Moss. Right. Week two, week three, he's 15 and 16 points, bro. Yeah. So if they keep giving him those steady touches, I think he's going to be nice and steady just because of that offense, bro.
Right.
You want a piece of that offense and that running game. I think they want to preserve Josh Allen. Yeah. I mean, that'd be the smart thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Let Zach Moss, you know, third, fourth round pick. You didn't draft, did not spend that much draft equity in him.
Yep.
Hey, let him be that bruiser.
Winning. And then not only that, if you got an RB1 and RB2 and then you're putting him in as a flex, that's a huge plus. You know what I'm saying? So fucking that's great. And against Houston, game script, I feel, is definitely going to partake in it. I'm scared because I'm the Josh Allen owner, so I don't want it to die down too much. I only have to be like, hey, go in there, go get a rushing touchdown real quick so we can salvage the day. Because he was hot last week. I need him to be hot again. But my fade for the running back role is Mark Ingram. I know it's not really obvious, but you know what I'm saying? Forever fade Mark Ingram. But he's, like I said, it's just on the other side of the ball. Fucking going against a fucking tough Bills defense, man. They're going to be coming in there. Like I said, though, two game script is going to fill that out. And I think who the fuck is throwing the ball over there?
What's his Mills name? Now?
Mills. Okay. Yeah, fucking Mills over there. Fucking shit. We're hoping that Cooks have his ass a day. I was like, whatever. But at the same time, I just don't see nothing else coming out of anything else. So I have 3-4 fucking points. Like, yeah, we don't need that, man. I know for some people that's a fucking obvious fade, but there's a ton of running backs over there. So that's another reason. But some people have been picking them up. So.
Yeah, man. Then also, like, with injuries and stuff like that, you're gonna try to take your swings, and you might want to take a swing on one of these Texans running backs. You know, we're telling you guys, stay away from that. It's too messy over there. Yeah, too messy.
Absolutely, bro. What you got?
Man, what I got, I'm going to go with Chase Edmonds. As my play at running back, that game versus the Rams, I think it's going to be a high scoring game. The Cardinals, they're already some passing motherfuckers. That's what they want to do. The air raid offense, that's what they want to do. So in a game that could be a shootout or a game that they could be trailing, either way, the game script is going to be favorable for Chase Edmonds. So I think this is a smash play. You play him with hella confidence. I guarantee you you could take that one to the bank, Chase the bank even.
Yeah, man. this is going to be a fucking great game to watch. This is one of the ones that I'm looking forward to this week, bro.
Man, you ain't even lying.
And fucking, you know, Chase Evans, bro, definitely can run the fucking rock and can catch the rock, bro.
Cash that.
Yeah, cash that shit in, boy. You're going to have to Chase Evans. Shout out to my fucking Brody Sweetness, man.
Yes, sir, man. The fade I got for y'all at running back, I don't know. I feel like it's obvious. But I know some people, like, they're going to go ahead and probably give it a go. And that's Damian Harris, you know, matchup versus the Bucks. But we already know how we're feeling about the Bucks. That run defense is just stout, man. They got some big boys on that front line. That front seven is just nasty. And I just think they're going to be, you know, it's just going to be havoc. It's going to be a bad day for Harris. So, yeah, man.
Take it this way. I don't really need to run you, brother. But take it this way. I have got at least Damian Harris in 3 of my leagues. And one of them, like I said, I made the trade to get Zach Moss, and I had to get Damian Harris to take a seat. We know Bill Belichick over there, fucking Billy the Hood, motherfucking, once they're behind, they'll abandon the running game. And fucking, it's been looking like that. And what hurts, I know what people are like, oh, Zach Moss. I mean, not Zach Moss, so fucking
White.
Damian Harris.
Oh, Damian Harris. Yeah.
Damian Harris, you know what I'm saying? James White is gone now for the fucking season.
Is it for the season?
I think he's for the season. Holy he's fucking shit. Done indefinitely with the hip sublocation or whatever. He dislocated his fucking hip. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So,
yeah, done for the year.
Yeah, yep. So he's done for the year. I would be happy about it if Damian Harris wasn't playing against the fucking Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who were one of the best fucking defenses in the league, if not the fucking best. And then not only that, hasn't been putting up the type of numbers that he's, you know, we thought he was. He's a great running back. Don't get me fucking wrong. But if you got somebody else to input in there, then let it ride. I lost Christian McCaffrey. I wasn't comfortable with putting Damian Harris in that position. You know what I'm saying? So I made the trade, and now Zach Moss is there. So you know what I'm saying? It's a little bit better for me. You got to make those moves. Well, Brody, I'm not mad at you for motherfucking, because I've been upset every week with Damian Harris putting up the numbers. I think besides the first week, he did all right. It wasn't even nothing outrageous neither, but, you know.
Yeah, I'll say this, though. Somebody you guys in those deeper leagues, with that whole thing with James White being out, Brandon Bolden, go ahead and pick him up. He's going to be that PPR guy. I'm not saying he's going to produce like James White, but he's going to flash. He's going to have those games. And depending on the game script, like the Bucks, they're more than likely going to put up hella points on his squad. Revenge game, Brady. It's going to be a fucking game. I know that. Yeah. So that's just somebody, a little extra for y'all right there.
We're going for the wide receivers, bro.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So, moving into the wide receiver, my play for this week. Man, I actually had two. I'll just go ahead and just, you know, maybe we'll do the honorable rapid fire, maybe later, but shit, even rapid fire. Well, I got my guy, Henry Ruggs, bro, coming out there. I know fucking Raiders things. You're like, oh, man, how long can this motherfucking last? I think Carr's definitely got it. We seen a little bit of a decline in the type of points that Waller's putting up. And I think it's because Derek Carr is finally sitting here spreading around the ball. You know, I need him to get Waller a motherfucking little touchdown here and there, though, bro. Stop fucking me over, because I got Waller, too. Spent some real good draft capital on him, too. So, fucking, you know, I'm a fucking, you know, Raiders fan, too, as well, man. It's my second favorite fucking team. So, I'm not being biased, but Ruggs is waking up this year. And the past 2 weeks, he's been looking great, bro. They're playing the Chargers. Monday Night Football. It's going to be a fucking great game. That's another game that I want to fucking see, obviously. Well, not just because it's the fucking Raiders, but it's Monday Night Football, and it's against the Chargers, a fucking great fucking team. You know, Herbert and the boys are going to be fucking coming through, and it should be fucking great, man. Ruggs has been putting up some great fucking fantasy points and shit like that, though, too. But they got to worry about – the Chargers are going to have to worry about Brian Edwards. They're going to have to worry about Waller. They're going to have to worry about Hunter Renfrow over there sacrificing the shit out of his body. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The fucking catch
of
the –
he the new Tommy Waddle.
That's what I'm saying, though, man. The pride of fucking Clemson. People forget about that guy, man. Fuck that, man. Hunter Renfrow is a fucking great guy. But the other guy I got real quick off the hip, KJ Osborne. They're going against fucking Cleveland. Cleveland's got a great fucking defense. But you got to admit, the fucking those DBs are going to be worried about Thiti, and they're going to be worried about Justin Jefferson. I know fucking KJ Osborne, I had him in there last week, kind of fucked us. But I think that he'll be in for some great surprise catches this week. I think that he'll be the sneaky one to get out and get loose and be able to go ahead and spread that field against motherfucking against the Browns, bro. Do something that you know, my Bears couldn't fucking do. But you know, it's whatever, bro. I don't even want to fucking really go into that shit. But you know, fucking shout out though. But the KJ Osborne right there, my fade of the week. excuse me, is AJ Green versus the Rams. Like, hey, look, I'm not. I know he's been flashing out there, and he's been looking fucking great. I know this the air raid offense and everything else like that though too. The Rams, I'm sure Jalen Ramsey is going to be sitting up there trying to cover Hopkins, D-Hop. But the Rams, period. I just think that that's going to be a Christian Kirk type deal. It's not going to – I got Christian Kirk making more motherfucking points. Maybe Rondale Moore, you know, a little bit more points over there than A.J. Green. But I don't think A.J. Green is going to have that fucking great of a game over there. It's going to be a shootout and everything else like that. I expect them to get some points. But that Rams defense is no joke. So, you know, and I think that Christian Kirk has been proving himself like a motherfucker, you know, like leave me out there on the field type shit. I'll get you. And he put up 100 yards last week, and I didn't start him just because fucking the week before AJ Green was the guy of fucking. So I know we're flip flopping, we're doing everything else like that. But I think time and time again, when Christian Kirk, you know, has been targeted, he has been reliable as fuck. But AJ Green, I'm not too worried about it. I don't think that shit will last too long. Their last game was against the Bengals.
Yeah.
So it was his little revenge game against fucking, you know what I'm saying, his former team. And, you know, so he balled out. Great for him. But I just don't think it's going to happen this motherfucker.
Yeah, man. Tough matchup. I'll say this right now, too. D-Hop, they got a questionable tag on him. I hope he plays. I mean, he played through it last week. Hopefully he plays through it this week. But if you don't play, man, you know, Ramsey's probably going to be – he's probably going to be on A.J. Green on the outside, I would think. But either way, Christian Kirk, Rondell Moore, I think these two, they provide, like, more of that spark that you want in that offense. So I think they're going to – you know, Kyler Murray's going to be looking more and more towards them. So I like that call. Henry Ruggs, too, explosive. We're seeing it. First-round capital is real. He's worth it. And, yeah, man, he's doing big things, trying to, you know, change the narrative on him. You know, a lot of people were down on him from last year. And he's showing that he's a baller for sure. My wide receiver play is going to be Corey Davis, man, in that revenge game versus the Jets. And, yeah, man, I mean, that's pretty much it. Zach Wilson, he targets Corey Davis. He targets the shit out of him. He looks for him a lot. I know he hasn't been doing good the last 2 weeks. The Titans are – that's not a defense that I'm afraid of. You could definitely attack that secondary. And honestly, man, the Jets, they're going to have no choice, man. They're always going to be in that game script where all those pass catchers are going to be relevant. And Corey Davis proved that he can be a number one. There was – when A.J. Brown was injured last year, Corey Davis stepped up early on in the year and was doing his thing. So over here with the Jets, you know, I do think because of game script and, of course, the revenge narrative – I feel like it's going to be hella relevant. So
he's definitely going to be in some targets over there. Elijah Mitchell, and I think is in concussion protocol.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's still doubtful whether or not he's going to play or not this week, you know, coming up, depending on what happens. And even if he does play, I just don't think that, you know, is going to be, you know, something extra special. You know what I'm saying? So I like the call for Corey Davis, bro.
Yes, sir. That revenge game. The fade I got, man, the fade is going to be Hollywood Brown, man, Marquise Brown. I'm not picking on him necessarily because he dropped those two touchdowns or whatever it was. It's just Denver. They're going into Denver, and we always hear about how, like, it's a whole different environment playing over there, just the air, the breathing. You see a lot of motherfuckers with the oxygen mask, and that takes a toll. I think this is going to be one of those games where Lamar and that ground game is going to have to try to take time of possession away from the Broncos, because the Broncos, if they get Gordon and Javonte Williams going and the offense is clicking, it's going to be hard to stop them for sure. So Denver's defense is for real. They got Callahan. They got Vic Fangio. We're really familiar with them over here. So, you know, they got a nice pass rush and all that stuff. So
Fuller.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, Kyle Surtain. Fuller. Surtain. They got a lot of dogs over there. So I think the Ravens are going to have a hard time overall passing the ball. And that's going to, in turn, it's going to hurt Hollywood. So
not only that, Brody, I mean, I'm hearing that Rashad Bateman is making his way back into practice and all the other good stuff coming, you know, off the IR. Still don't know if he'll play or not, but, you know, Rashad Bateman being healthy, that definitely takes away.
Yeah, he's limited. Limited in practice. So,
you know what I'm saying? So
that's a sneaky pickup right there. Real quick, that's another thing. You know, we're just doing this as we go type shit, you know, giving you guys the extra. But if you have extra room on your bench, pick up Bateman. Throw him in your IR spot if he's still legible. I know on Yahoo he is.
They still got the IR.
On Yahoo he is. So you guys could do that real quick. Little sneaky type shit. Another receiver before I forget, Curtis Samuel. Same thing.
Yeah,
if he's out there, check your waiver wires. Check that out. And if he's out there, throw him on your bench. Then throw him on your IR, and you can still add another player. So those are two little gems real quick we dropped for you guys.
Yeah.
Keeping it rocking, Brody.
All right, man, we're going to go right into the motherfucking tight ends. My play of the week is Dalton Schultz. What a game he just had. Fucking Dak Prescott sat up there, was giving a beautiful touchdown. He was getting open, man. I know that, but there was one play where he got popped, and then motherfucking that ball came right the fuck out. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, he was saying, I watched out. You know, when you catch it with your motherfucking force. But he learned the second time around, definitely caught that rock, got him to fight. He found the fucking end zone. He's having a great time, bro. Fucking, they got Carolina coming up. I just don't see Carolina's defense doing that much. I think, Amari Cooper being out there, all that. Amari Cooper, I think, is limited. He didn't do too hot this last game coming through. CeeDee Lamb was hot out there. Cedric Wilson was hot out there. Dalton Schultz is definitely hot out there, bro. And I think against this Carolina defense, he can have another repeat type deal. You know what I'm saying? And what you got to think about it is that game script. So I believe that the Cowboys will be ahead. They will be using a lot of Tony Pollard and a lot of Ezekiel Elliott. But if they do, end up in the third and short situations, Dalton Schultz can get open and he could definitely get those targets and definitely get them that little bit of yardage, that short yardage that they can get. So that's what I'm banging on. The fact that he can find the end zone, catch the ball, and not only that, in third and in a third and short situations, he's definitely a fucking play, bro. So Dalton Schultz, my guy, shout out to the boys. Tight end that I'm fading this week is Jonnu Smith versus the Bucks. I think, man, you got to understand the hype behind this game is so crazy with motherfucking Tom Brady and Gronk coming back to Foxborough.
I love it.
I love it too, man. But I think they're going to try to motherfucking hit Bill Belichick up with no Vaseline. And they're going to be like, who is this? Mac and cheese? This is what the fuck you guys got fucking over here. And they're going to try to fucking stomp that kid. You know what I'm saying? And I think that he'll survive. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, he might do pretty well. I got him in the game because fucking Tua's fucking gone. So I hope that Mac Jones could go ahead and somewhat ball out. But I'm not expecting that shit against the motherfucking defending Super Bowl champ. And they're coming off of a loss. And they're pissed. Oh, so yeah. You already know how Tom Brady gets. We just lost the fucking last game. We're going to go fucking win this one because it's against my old team too as well. Fucking, man, I expect the Bucks fucking defense to be fucking nasty. So, you know, I'm fading Jonnu Smith for sure.
Man.
Just for those reasons.
You don't got to convince me, man. I mean, you guys heard it, man. I mean, I think that game's going to be just a straight beatdown. But, you know, how crazy would it be, though, if Billy the Hood pulls one more trick, bro, from under his cutoff sleeves and shit.
Can you imagine that shit? He walk up to Tom and be like, I still got your ass.
That's gonna be a fun game right there.
Crazy.
So my tight end play, the pride of McHenry. I'm gonna go back with Robert Tonyan, man. I know his two away games, he's putting up single digits, 1, 2, 3 points type shit. But his home game, man, the one home game that he had this year, balled out, 14 fantasy points. That's great for a tight end playing up against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's not that same team. I mean, I love the coach. I love some of the players over there, but they're not the same, man. They're not. They're missing a lot on that defense. It's not the same. And I feel like Aaron Rodgers is going to be able to do his thing. Find Tonyan. He's a red zone target. He's going to be able to get loose. And, you know, tight ends are tough to come by, man. Like, I know Schultz is one of those guys that stepped up. Hopefully you guys got him. And if not, you know, Tonyan's somebody that with that, just the connection that he has with Rodgers. We saw it last year, the volume of touchdowns that he got. That's a real thing. That can't be no fluke. Not at all. So, Tonyan, like any other tight end, we always say he's one touchdown away from making that start relevant, making it count. So, that's where I'm at with him. The fade, you know, real simple for me is Evan Ingram. I'm still not on it. I know.
Hey, you fucking hate that guy.
But no. Hey, man, I drafted him. I drafted him before I knew he's going to be out like that. But the truth of the matter is, you know, he's not reliable. He's coming off an injury. Last year, he played with a screw in his ankle, you know, and he's still trying to get into game shape, bro. Like, obviously, it was his first game last week. He had 6 targets, which I like, but he only turned that into 2 catches. And now with these injuries with Slayton and Shepard, and, you know, Saquon trying to get back to 100, you know, stuff like that. I think Ingram is still not reliable. Defense is going to be able to key on him. And he's just somebody.
The Saints
usually do a really good job against the tight end. So Ingram, man, he's gonna be a fade for me. So, man, that's where we're at with it, man. Yeah,
fuck, that's great, man. Yeah, man. I would say I believe that this is gonna be a way better week, man. You know,
yeah, we're more hit than miss. I'm looking at the list right here the last couple weeks. For sure. But again, man, you know, we're giving you guys those tough calls, man. Like, you know, it's not easy to make somebody's calls, but man, we're obviously hitting more than missing on this. So we're definitely going to come through more than 50%. That's what we do. So keep rocking with us. We got your guys back. Any trade questions, sit start questions, send the DMs. We're going to go ahead and try to jump on that IG live before kickoff on Sunday. Try to get you guys right with the last, you know, last minute, last second, sit start type shit. So you got anything for the people, bro?
Nah, man. I appreciate you guys, bro. And hopefully your fucking fantasy seasons are going fucking great. You know what I'm saying? That we're doing. I'm winning over here, man. I'm feeling good. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to keep that momentum going. Please, Christian McCaffrey, man, I'm praying for you. Come back. Come back. You owe me a championship.
Baby, nah. Come back.
Nah, man, we always appreciate you guys, man. Much love from the Bears, Blues, and the Bros, bro.
Hell yeah. All day. All day, baby. So next episodes we're going to be dropping. It's going to be the Bears recap. Hopefully it's a good one. We are hoping it's a good one.
Yeah,
we'll see. Stand the fuck by for that one. But good luck in your guys' fantasy weeks. Let's get those dubs. And any questions, you guys already know, at Bears, Brews, and the Bros, send a DMs. We got you guys back. Peace out. Much love. Catch you guys on the next one.
Peace.